From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Debate over the actual health care bill in the U.S. House is being delayed by procedural maneuvers from the GOP.
Speaker, I object. As a mother of four and a grandmother of three, I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks in support of the Democratic bill.
Lawmakers are wrangling over the rules for debate. Meanwhile, President Obama has arrived on Capitol Hill to push for this health care legislation that would extend coverage to tens of millions of Americans. But it would also cost an estimated $1 trillion over 10 years. Critics argue it's too huge a debt for taxpayers to bear, especially since jobs are still a big worry. Yesterday, the government reported the unemployment rate had hit 10.2%. Some family members of soldiers involved in the shooting at Fort Hood say they are upset at both the killer and the lack of information from the military. Remember station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Michigan native Ashley Saucedo never heard the gunfire, but she received a text about it from her husband, Private Raimondo Saucedo, before he briefly returned home to grab his body armor and then told her he had injured himself getting away from the incident. Now Ashley Saucedo says she and many other families also feel wounded by fear and uncertainty.
A lot of people are angry. A lot of people just want answers, including me. I am angry. I am frustrated. I just want answers. I want to know why this happened. How could this happen? This is an army base. It's not supposed to happen. But majority of the people, they're all staying in their homes today. They're not really doing, unless they have to go out, they're not doing much at all.
Saucedo says if the military has found any specific motive behind the attack, they have yet to tell soldiers' families about it. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says Russia could back sanctions against Iran if it fails to take a constructive stance in international talks over its nuclear program. His comments released by the Kremlin contrast sharply with those of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
While President Medvedev indicated he's not enthusiastic about sanctions, he said everything is theoretically possible. He said Iran must abide by the existing rules and not try to hide some facilities. Despite apparent differences on this issue, Medvedev said don't look for a breach between him and Prime Minister Putin. He said predictions we will have a falling out so far have failed to materialize. But that doesn't stop Kremlin watchers finding clear distinctions between the two men leading Russia. Medvedev of late has issued a series of comments criticizing corruption, excessive state control, and the lack of democracy, all of which would appear to be an indirect criticism of the Russia Putin sponsored during his 8 years as president. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR. Bus, subway, and trolley workers in Philadelphia were expected to vote this afternoon on a contract that could end their 5-day strike. Negotiators reached a tentative agreement overnight. Computer giant Apple Incorporated has opened its first French Apple shop in the Louvre Museum in Paris. Frank Browning reports.
Apple's products, from iPhones to Bluetooth to the full array of computers, have long been available to French consumers, and there have been plenty of authorized Apple service shops. But France has lagged well behind the rest of Northern Europe in waiting for a full-fledged Apple shop. All that changed this morning as visitors were offered a choice between electronic wizardry and the Louvre's major show of the moment, a massive collection of works by the three Italian masters who competed for fame and favor in Renaissance Venice, Titian, Tintoretto, and Veronese. Apple's chief competitor, Microsoft, opened its Microsoft Cafe a few blocks away last month to promote its Windows 7. But there you can only order drinks and play on the electro toys. No actual software is on sale. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Finance leaders from wealthy and developing nations have decided to stick with their emergency economic measures until global recovery is certain. The group of 20 nations meeting in Scotland today is also trying to improve the chances that next month's climate change conference in Copenhagen will produce concrete results to cut greenhouse gas emissions. However, there is still a dispute over how much money rich nations provide poorer countries to combat climate change. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.